All right, and we are joined in the studio by Kyle Wallace. I was going to say ESPN's Kyle Wallace, and I was going to say The Truth's Kyle Wallace. He's on all of our platforms all the time.
Yeah. He's still our job.
Dude, you're the hardest working guy in the building.
Not quite, but I will say I like to burn the midnight oil around here because I get to do what I love.
I love it, too, and I really wanted to get your take on this because you're actually the one who tipped me off yesterday. You said, hey, John, I hear Mandela Barnes is going to make it official that he's getting in the race. And you were right. Mm-hmm. He did. You've known Mandela Barnes for a long time. What's your initial reaction to Mandela Barnes getting in the race for governor?
My initial reaction is saying, oh, no. Oh, no, simply because this is a candidate that has not been able to win statewide, right? And, I mean, he only lost that one race that he ran for U.S. Senate last year, but he does not have anything that he can run on. So I think this is could be potentially the death of the Democratic Party here when it comes to the gubernatorial race, because I believe that he has the possibility to clear the field. And what that would do is open up a path halfway for the Republicans to win the state of Wisconsin, specifically Tom Tiffany.
But he won when he ran for lieutenant governor.
Yeah, riding the coattails of Tony Evers. And he should have rode the coattails of Tony Evers right into the U.S. Senate, but he decided not to. So I think it's a bad thing for them simply because he has nothing to run on, John. That's the problem, is that if you have something to run on, then cool. But if you have no accomplishments to run on, that's not good for the Democratic Party. He's just a big name, a great smile, a handsome gentleman. He knows how to talk the
talk. He's on CNN a lot.
Yeah, he's on CNN a lot.
Right behind you. We see him all the time.
Yeah, and so the biggest issue is Wisconsinites want people who actually have a track record that they can run on, right? Tom Tiffany, who's running for the Republican Party, he's been in Congress making things happen, right? You look at David Crowley here in Milwaukee, he's been making things happen. So if you don't have a track record, you're not going to have a big opportunity to win the state of Wisconsin. So I think this is just a losing move for the Democratic Party.
He ran for state Senate, too.
And he lost.
He lost that race.
Against
he took
Lena
on Lena Taylor.
So Lena Taylor was not happy. I remember that.
Yeah, I mean, we can go down history. This is one of the reasons why I'm kind of bothered by it, simply because Lena Taylor delivered for her constituents. That is something that some people may say she might be, a little wild and crazy sometimes.
And now she's a judge.
She is a judge. But she delivered for her constituents. You don't go after somebody who is a Democrat just like you to knock off somebody who's doing right by the constituents, especially when you already have a job in the Wisconsin
and
State Assembly.
90% of incumbents in the state legislature get reelected.
Well, that's
so
why he got
she
smoked.
Was, yeah, well, and she was not too happy about that.
So Jeff Mayers, the president of WIS Politics, was on the show with us earlier, and he said two people are celebrating today. Sarah Rodriguez, because now you got Mandela Barnes, David Crowley, and maybe Joel Brennan, all from Milwaukee, mm-hmm. going to divide up that vote. And the others are anybody interested in the Republican Party, and you just alluded to this, because not only the races he's lost, Kyle, but man, he's got kind of some dirt on his background, too, that you can always see it in the campaign ads. Didn't pay his taxes.
Didn't pay his parking citations.
Right.
Which is, it's human. I mean, some of us have maybe been
scoff
a little late
loss.
On a parking
or two,
ticket.
Maybe.
Yeah, but the problem is what's going to destroy him is the defund police and abolish police.
Yep.
You can't.
Jacob Blake.
You can't do that, right?
Did you see what he said during the Jacob Blake on his official? Did you see that?
I don't recall. Help me.
Oh yeah, he was tweeting. He was tweeting back in the day on his official page. Right after it happened that the police are corrupt and, so it was.
That's going to be in all the ads.
The violence is too familiar for us. Communities are over-policed whose children learn early that police officers aren't always serving and protecting them as they should. And he was also upset in the end. He kept doubling down that the officers should have been charged in that Jacob Blake case. So I don't know. Maybe they'll play good.
I mean, no, the problem is that there are certain things that you can play that plays well. But I think for the majority, as somebody who I definitely think we should reimagine policing. But the first thing I'm calling, listen, if I get robbed or something happens, I'm calling 911. I'm calling the police. Now, it's different when you say maybe we should allocate dollars in different ways. But the police play a very good and integral role for our community. So whenever you say that abolish police or you wear a shirt that says abolish police or defund police, you put yourself in trouble, especially when you're a politician and understanding you need to get people from across the aisles and from across the state of Wisconsin to support you. So I think that was something that's going to haunt him if he does get the overall nomination from the
Democratic
Party.
Kyle, he becomes the front runner. That's what everybody's saying. But unless David Crowley gets out of the race, or especially if Joel Brennan gets in the race, he's not really the front runner because that vote is going to get divided. And Sarah Rodriguez, who's won statewide and is from a different part of the state, I mean, it's hard enough to win coming out of Milwaukee. If you got three people coming out of Milwaukee, how do any of them survive that if they all stay in the primary?
Yeah, bad day for David Crowley yesterday.
Yeah,
very bad day for David Crowley, because simply because he was going to probably dominate the Milwaukee market.
Yep.
And now he's going to have to, like you said, split that Milwaukee market with Mandela Barnes. And it really going to see who the Democratic Party decides to support. But I'm glad Tony Evers is kind of staying out of it and just let everybody figure things out.
Great perspective, GKB's Kyle Wallace. We appreciate it, Kyle. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you all so much for having me on
this show. It is 5:13 at WTMJ. Traffic and weather up next, and then CBS's Major Garrett with us live.